Good morning and welcome again to the broadcast. We appreciate your tuning in today, and it's such a joy to have you listening to this program. And we're excited about our broadcast today because we're going to be looking at a section of Scripture that discusses the nation of Israel from God's standpoint. Now, you hear all kinds of rumors and opinions and religious doctrines today about the nation of Israel. There are all kinds of political policies about Israel. But what does God say about the nation of Israel in this passage? I'm afraid, folks, that many people are not aware of what the Bible says in this section of Scripture. There are many people that don't understand it. So let's look into the Bible today, beginning in Luke chapter 11, verse 49. Luke 11, and we're going to read verses 49 through 51. Now, let me say also that in the course of the broadcast today, we're also going to be turning back to Matthew chapter 23. And so we'll look at Luke chapter 11 first of all, then we're going to go back to Matthew chapter 23, because in Matthew 23, we're going to find additional information. We're going to find even more details and explanation that Jesus gives about the nation of Israel and the point that he's making in this passage of Scripture. So let's begin, first of all, by getting our Scripture reading out front and looking at this section of Scripture. Luke chapter 11, beginning in verse 49. Jesus said, "Therefore also said the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they shall slay and persecute, that the blood of all the prophets, which was shed from the foundation of the world, may be required of this generation, from the blood of Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, which perished between the altar and the temple. Verily I say unto you, it shall be required of this generation." Now, folks, God chose Israel to be his special people. For hundreds of years he blessed them, and he also corrected them and at times punished them. But God would not totally destroy this nation, and he would not stand back and let them perish. And the reason God would not do that is because of the promise that he had made to Abraham. God promised Abraham that he would make of his descendants a great nation, and we know that that promise ultimately was fulfilled in Jesus Christ, the Messiah. And so God is not going to stand back in the Old Testament and let the nation of Israel be destroyed or die out, because he is going to preserve them until the Messiah comes. So God had great patience. These people rebelled. They killed the prophets that God sent to them many times. And God endured all of their sin and all of their rebellion until Jesus came. Then, after Jesus died on the cross, after he fulfilled all of these passages that were written in the Old Testament about him, after the church was established, the kingdom of God, and after it began to spread and to grow, less than 40 years after Jesus died on the cross, God's patience ended. And one of the most horrific attacks in history occurred in the city of Jerusalem. And that's what Jesus is warning about here in Luke chapter 11. You see, Jesus is telling about the future here. He is foretelling what is going to happen to his disciples and also to the nation of Israel. In verse 49, he says that the wisdom of God says, "I will send them prophets and apostles." Why does Jesus say the wisdom of God here? Well, because you see, this is the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God was delivered through the Scriptures in the Old Testament. The wisdom of God was being delivered by Jesus Christ here. The Holy Spirit gave that wisdom, conveyed that wisdom to mankind. And Jesus is saying here, if you want to hear wisdom, if you want to be wise, then listen very carefully to what I'm saying. Now, we can look back at this, and we're looking through hindsight, because this great event that we're about to talk about today has already occurred. But Jesus is talking about it in the future. And Jesus says, the wisdom of God says this, "I will send them prophets and apostles." Now, when did that occur? How did that happen? Well, it happened because Jesus Christ sent his disciples to preach the gospel. In Mark 16, verse 15, Jesus said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Mark 16, verses 15 and 16. In Acts 1, verse 8, he said, But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, and in Judea, and in all Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. The apostles and these other disciples were to preach the gospel to every creature. Now what Jesus warns about is this, that when they preach the gospel, there would be some people who would reject them. The apostles understood that, but Jesus warns that some of you are going to be killed. He said they will slay and persecute them. Now, who would be doing that? Who would be responsible for slaying and persecuting these apostles and prophets that Jesus is talking about here? Well, later it was the Romans. If you say the Romans, later that would be the case. But who were the first ones that really persecuted Jesus' followers? Well, that would have been the Jews. That would have been the unbelieving Jews, the Jewish officials, the high priest, the elders of the people. These are the ones who persecuted God's people. And so in Acts chapter 7, they kill Stephen. In Acts chapter 8, we read about Saul of Tarsus persecuting Christian people. In Acts chapter 9, he is still doing that. And throughout the New Testament, we find that these unbelieving Jews persecute Christians wherever they can find them. Now, Jesus said that this is going to happen in order that the blood of all the prophets, that is the bloodshed, the murder, the killing of all the prophets in the Old Testament, this blood, he said, was shed from the foundation of the world. He said this is all going to happen so that this may be required of this generation. All of the guilt, it's going to culminate in this generation. Now, he outlines that in verse 51 by saying, from the blood of Abel. So he begins with Abel, who was murdered in Genesis chapter 4. And then he goes all the way down to the blood of Zacharias, this man who perished between the altar and the temple. That man was persecuted and murdered by these rebellious Jews in the book of 2 Chronicles. And what Jesus is doing here, by the way, and this is a side note, but it's very important to remember, that Jesus was looking at, he was referring to the Hebrew Scriptures. And the books in the Hebrew Bible were arranged in a different order than they're arranged in your English translation. You see, in the Hebrew Scriptures, the first book was the book of Genesis, but the last book was the book of 2 Chronicles. So here's what Jesus was saying. From one end of the Old Testament to the other end, from the beginning of the Old Testament to the end of the Old Testament, when you read all these stories about wicked people putting God's people, God's faithful messengers to death and God's faithful servants to death, he said all of that bloodshed, all of that guilt is going to come upon this generation. Jesus said it's going to be required of this generation. Look at it again in verse 51. From the blood of Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, which perished between the altar and the temple, verily I say unto you, it shall be required of this generation. So Jesus said it is all going to come to a boiling point here. God has had patience. God has endured and God has put up with all this rebellion, with all this disobedience for these many years. And now finally, God is going to put an end to this. So let's turn now to Matthew chapter 23, because we're going to get an even more vivid and graphic picture of what Jesus is talking about here in Matthew chapter 23, beginning in verse 34. Here Jesus said, Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them you shall kill and crucify, and some of them you shall scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias the son of Berechias, whom you slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. Now folks, all that happened in 70 AD. It happened when the Roman armies came upon the city of Jerusalem and they surrounded that city. Many people on the inside starved, and then when the Romans went in, they attacked these people, they were slaughtered, And Josephus, the Jewish historian himself who was there, he was outside of the city wall. He was there on that occasion. He knew what was talking about. He saw this bloodshed. He saw the attacks. Josephus says there were over 1 million people that died in that siege. Now you see, what is very important to remember here is that as you read into Matthew chapter 24, Jesus is still talking about what he's just mentioned. He's still talking about this great horrific event, this great tragedy that is going to come upon the Jewish people. And so in Matthew chapter 24, when he, for instance, begins to talk in verse 6 about how that you will hear of wars and rumors of wars, and then he says in verse 7 that nation shall rise against nation. And then when he says in verse 15, when you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountain. What is he talking about? He's talking about those Roman armies surrounding the city. He's not talking about the end of time, because it wouldn't do anybody any good at all to run to the mountains when Jesus comes again. When Jesus comes again, everybody is going to be judged and nobody's going to be able to hide from him. But Jesus is telling his disciples here that when they see this occurring, that they are to flee to the mountains. That tells you that it's a war. It's an attack. And Jesus said, I'm going to give you the signals. I'm going to give you the signs that will allow you to escape if you're inside the city of Jerusalem. Now that's what Matthew chapter 24 verses 1 through 34 is really all about. And we know that also because in Matthew chapter 24, verse 34, Jesus said it again here. He said, verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Now, when that happened, folks, in AD 70, Israel has never been the nation that it was since. They do not have a temple today. They do not have the animal sacrifices. They do not have the nation that they once had because God was putting an end to that nation as they knew it and as they had experienced it. Because you see, in Matthew 21, verse 43, Jesus said to the Jewish leaders, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and shall be given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. That nation is the Gentile people, and that nation is the church, the kingdom of God today. God put an end to the old system, the old law, the old nation of Israel, and the real kingdom of God today is not a political empire. It's not a political empire today or in the future. The real kingdom of God is the church. Well, thank you for tuning in today. I hope this lesson has helped in some way. And I encourage you to go back and read these scriptures again about the nation of Israel. Thank you for tuning in. It's been a joy to have you, and have a great rest of the day.